Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. 12 minutes past 4. We are chronically online, myself and Fionnuala. We're seeing things all the time. And especially trying to think of things for That's the Sound, What's the Story? Facebook Marketplace car park. That's essentially what one Texas police station are doing. They're saying, hey, don't be meeting shady strangers just anywhere. Come to us.
Tired of meeting strangers in sketchy parking lots? Good news, we have a safer alternative for you. Here at the Round Rock Police Department, not there, but here, you can safely do child custody exchanges, internet sales, and other transactions with peace of mind. Our safety exchange zone, located in our front parking lot, is well lit, monitored, and open 24/7. In other words, a place that won't make you rethink your life choices. Remember, safe exchanges start here. As always, stay safe, Round Rock.
I think it's a genius idea. If you are buying anything off Facebook Marketplace, adverts, done deal, you finally have a safe place, you know there's CCTV, you know there is American police, so that might actually turn you off going there because you could be shot. However, it is a good, safe alternative.
I like how excited they are about it. Have you ever had to meet a stranger in a car park?
Several times.
Okay.
For nothing shady, I have sold a phone in a car park. I sold a Dex, actually, this year, in a car park in Tulsk. And the Dex were massive. So it took the back seats of my Audi A4 to fit these DJ Dex in. And I was like, I probably should tell them that these are actually quite big. They're 30 kilos and they're sizable to bring a van or a car that the back seats come down. He landed in a Toyota Yaris.
Beautiful.
But I wanted the sale to go through. So my last image was of him kind of thrusting the decks into the back seat. Toot, toot, away with the cash.
I have sent himself to do one interaction on my behalf, only for the reason that the seller of the full DVD box set of RTE's The Clinic, it was really hard to get, wanted it as a gift for my sister. This is, God, we're talking coming up on 10 years ago now. And the seller based in Dublin and himself was in Dublin at the time. I said, here, you go meet this man. Think all went fine. I have met a stranger in a car park to buy my second car. Now, it was from an actual authorised dealer. He was based in Wicklow. I'm in Athlone. And we said, you know what? We'll meet in a car park. I think it was actually Kinnegad. And we met up. Cars were exchanged.
In a Kinnegad car park.
It was beautiful. The car that I was trading in had already died that morning. So I was sitting there with it running as he arrived, terrified to turn it off in case it wouldn't start again. But for Dave, meeting strangers in a car park, much more common.
Have you ever met a stranger in a car park for whatever reason? Please let us know. 087-1102-107.
Amy has sold a set of golf clubs and a golf trolley in a car park before. Amy, did you make good money for it? What condition were they in? All go well?
Two ways of looking at that. Number one, not a bad thing to meet somebody with because you have a weapon. But also, they could take the weapon off you and rob the golf set.
Yeah.
What about wheatgrass?
Like the health supplement thing.
Well, Paddy, I hope it is not a code word for the devil's lettuce. Years ago, me and my wife had to go to a hotel car park because I was told to buy wheatgrass. Car park, out the back of a quiet hotel, fella jumps out of his grey Skoda, opens the boot to it jammed with bags of wheatgrass. Dodgy, but healthy. Clearly, Paddy was told, hey, you need to get some wheatgrass into you. You know where you get it? The back of a hotel, out of the back of a grey Skoda.
Can you help me make sense of Mark's message? I was telling you a few minutes ago that when I bought my second car, I bought it officially in a car park to do the actual switchover of the car I was trading in. Mark says, if you're buying a car in a random car park, it's a ball of Konya. Conya. And that's why they don't want you to know where they live. A bowl of Konya. Have I just said something very rude on air?
From a little bit of research, and somebody might be able to tell me if this is accurate or not, Konya seems to be a west of Ireland, Limerick, Galway, that region word for saying that's a ball of cack, that's a load of nonsense. I need verification on that, but that's the read I'm getting. However, Do you want anybody to know where you live if you're selling them something? No, that's why you meet strangers in car parks, kids.
And Mark, I got a good 4 years out of that car. I'd very happy driving in it, but thank you for your concern. Where have you met strangers? Have you met them in a random car park? And why were you meeting them? We will accept your stories.
087-1-102-107. I think it was a done deal transaction that did inspire Black Eyed Peas, Meet You Halfway.
Yes.
In a supermarket car park. Hey!
Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.